This is Ozarks at Large. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Arkansas Department of Health has directed medical facilities, including hospices, to take strict measures to protect patients, family members, and staff. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
Even during a global pandemic, Circle of Life Hospices CEO Catherine Grubb, speaking from her office in Springdale, is on duty providing quality end-of-life comfort care to patients and families.
We serve the four-county area of Benton, Washington, Madison, and Carroll County, and we provide hospice and bereavement services to that whole four-county area. As of today, we're caring for about 225 patients, and about 90% of them are in the place they call home, whether that's their own home, a nursing home, or assisted living. And about 20 to 25, about 10% of our total patient population at any given time is in one of our inpatient facilities, which we have two, one in Springdale and one in Bentonville. And that's where patients come when they have higher level care needs. They have symptoms that aren't able to be managed in the home primarily.
Established in 1992, Circle of Life, a nonprofit hospice, employs a team of doctors, nurses, chaplains, social workers, hospice aides, bereavement counselors, along with trained volunteers. But Grubb says, due to the coronavirus pandemic, Circle of Life Hospice must operate in compliance with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the Arkansas Department of Health, to control the spread and limit exposure while still serving families across the four-county region.
So those patients that we do have in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are considered essential caregivers, essential staff for them when they are on hospice. So the majority of them, we are still able to get in and make nursing visits. As far as our other disciplines, our social workers, our chaplains, our volunteers, the majority of them have shifted to more of a phone consultation and support, just to try to further limit any outside exposure within those facilities, because they are having to be very careful these days to make sure that they're doing everything they can to keep people out that might potentially have been exposed to COVID-19.
Grubb says any patient diagnosed with COVID-19 and are nearing the end of life qualify for hospice care, and she's made sure her staff are fully protected while doing so.
All of our staff, when they make visits, whether it's in the inpatient setting in one of our facilities or in a patient's home, they're wearing a mask and gloves. Every single one of our staff members are now doing a screening every single day. They come to one of our inpatient facilities and have their temperature taken, and they get screened for any COVID-19 symptoms prior to giving any patient care, to make sure that our staff are healthy when they're going out there and not, you know, having any exposure. So we're doing everything we can on our end and still providing high quality end of life care.
Visitors to Circle of Life Hospice inpatient facility, she says, are carefully screened.
We are limiting visitors to the patients that are in our inpatient facilities, and those visitors do have to pass that screening process before they're allowed into the facility.
Only primary caregivers and immediate family to visitors per patient are currently allowed until further notice.
I would just like to reassure the Northwest Arkansas community that we are doing everything we possibly can to make sure that we are still able to provide the absolute best in end-of-life care and bereavement support to our community, and our commitment to that is unwavering. We're incredibly appreciative of the support of the community in making sewn masks and gowns for our staff and providing meals and just doing everything they can to support us, and we are incredibly appreciative of that.
Circle of Life provides bereavement support at no charge at two grief centers housed in their inpatient hospice homes. Grief center programs include support groups, grief classes, and children's workshops. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.